This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have an inspiring message from the Voice of Prophecy, music from Charles Hugger Brooks and Yolanda Palmer, and a delicious vegan curry recipe from Gia Olive and Moses.
Plus, Dr. Nerida McKibben is back with more health news. Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. We are delighted to be here with you starting this Monday morning.
We sure are, friends. We are so happy that you have decided to join us today. Today is Maryland Day, and we're joining you from the lovely Silver Spring,
yes.
Maryland. And today is Maryland's birthday. Today, Maryland turns 390 years old, so happy birthday, Maryland.
All right. You know, we want to share a photo with you of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge taken from the Sandy Point State Park. And of course, we have so much more we want to share with you. We want to share the hope of Jesus. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1911, a tragic event unfolded in American industrial history as the Triangle Shirtwaist Company factory in New York City went up in flames, claiming the lives of 146 workers. The Triangle factory, owned by Max Blank and Isaac Harris, notorious for burning their factories for insurance money, neglected fire safety measures like sprinkler systems and proper evacuation exits. Though this fire was caused by a rag bin setting on fire, the lack of fire safety measures was ultimately led to the death of 146 people, many of whom tried desperately to escape, but to no avail. Many of the workers jumped from the 8th floor to their death.
What a tragedy. You know, most death could have been prevented with better care from the factory owners. While it's unclear if they improved safety measures afterward, there's a lesson for us in this story. You see, oftentimes in life, we make mistakes. We mess up. We do things that end up causing us much difficulty and even separating us from God. However, God is calling us to separate ourselves from sin and things that simply aren't good for us, like bad habits and unproductive thoughts, but rather surrender to Him as we draw closer to Him each and every day. So friends, as we begin our program today, our invitation is, won't you surrender to Him just now?
Amen, friends. Let's do that. This morning, Gia Olive and Moses are joining us to share a delicious vegan curry recipe that is perfect for any season.
Hi, guys. Today, we
are making curry in a hurry.
We're making curry in a hurry. This is for you mums and dads that have come home from a busy day and want a nice, warming meal that's going to be very quick to make. I've tried it. It is quick and it tastes really awesome. So this is what I do to make it really quick. Now, you can buy butternut pumpkin, but I actually just bought the bag of it. And I put that in the microwave for 5 minutes. And then I put the onions on the stovetop. So make sure you fry them off until they're like translucent, soft and brownish, okay? Once the onions and the pumpkin is done, everything else is very quick to do. Now the onions have brown and they're looking soft, as you can see. Awesome. There we go. Okay, so then you put the curry paste. I've put korma paste and I've mixed it through. And then you just add all the rest of the ingredients. So one can of tomato, pretty easy. Mix it through. I've just put a touch of salt. Yeah. I'll do that, darling. So put the coconut milk in there. Okay, the pumpkin. You put the pumpkin in. One came out, that's okay. And the lentils. Look at that. And now I'm gonna let that come to the boil.
I had curry.
You did have curry. Was it delicious?
Yeah, kind of. It was kind of spicy for me. I was like...
It was a little bit spicy for you. So you can add less korma or less spice to it. if you feel like it's too much. I find this is fine for me. Once it boils, I'm going to simmer it. And in the meantime, I just get bags of rice, put it in the microwave for a minute. And then I just buy bagged washed spinach. So it's done, ready to go. And I'll put in that last, so then the spinach is nice and green in it. And I'm just going to let it simmer for a little while, just for a few minutes. Okay, now the rice is ready. So this is just coconut yogurt, just natural coconut yogurt. And I put about maybe 3 tablespoons or 2 tablespoons of that inside the mix after I've simmered it for a little bit. Mix it through. Now I'm going to throw in my spinach while it's simmering. And then I'll turn it down. How quick was that? Now it's up to you if you want to let it simmer a bit longer or if you're happy with just that. I'm happy with just that because, to be quite honest, when we get home and the kids are home from school and stuff, everyone is hungry. So I'm gonna put some of that, but I'm gonna bring the bowl to them. Okay. Look at that goodness. So there you have it, your curry in a hurry. And I would even okay, can you put a dollop here? Uh-huh. There you go, put some on top here for Mama. Some coconut yogurt. Oh yeah, thank you. Okay, we'll do it together.
I'm gonna do it by myself.
Fancy salad.
There you go, so guys, enjoy the recipe. So go to the Facebook page, Mums at the Table, if you want more recipes, or mumsatthetable.com, or you can find us on YouTube, Cooking with Gia and Olive, Mums at the Table. And there you have it, your curry in a hurry. Enjoy.
It's now time for health news, as Dr. Narita McKibben joins us to share today's exclusive health segment.
In the headlines today, dementia prevention should start early in life, increased sleep, decreased appetite, and emergency departments go to the dogs. The Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry published an analysis of the correlation between mental health disorders in young to middle-aged adults and dementia in later life. The study examined the health of 1.7 million New Zealanders over a 30-year period and found that those with a psychiatric condition were more than 4 times more likely to develop dementia in later life and to develop it 5 years earlier than the general population. This elevated risk applied to both men and women for different types of dementia and for a wide range of psychiatric disorders and self-harm behaviours. Researchers suggest that effective prevention and treatment of mental health disorders in early life may reduce the risk of cognitive decline later in life and extend the quality of life in old age. And who wouldn't want all of that? So please seek help early if you know you need it. One answer to obesity may be as simple as getting enough sleep, according to recent research. A group of 80 people were studied who slept on average 6.5 hours per night, which is less than the recommended 7 to 9 hours. Half the group received counselling to help them increase their sleep to 8.5 hours a night. The others received no intervention, and all study participants were free to continue their usual diet and exercise habits. The group that received counselling increased their sleep by an average of 1.2 hours per night. The most interesting finding was the more sleep they got, the fewer calories they consumed. So if you're overweight and habitually go short on sleep, here's another key to obesity prevention and weight loss. Therapy dogs can help relieve pain in the emergency room, according to a new study published by the Public Library of Science. Anxiety has been linked to increased discomfort and pain in the acute setting, as it heightens our senses and perceptions and makes us prone to feeling higher levels of pain. Therapy dogs and handlers often visit patients in public health settings, including the emergency room, and these visits have been shown to significantly reduce feelings of stress, anxiety, depression, and loneliness, and give an increased sense of well-being, thereby relieving pain. So consider a dog before drugs to ease your discomfort. I'm Dr. Narita McKibben, and that's today's health news.
If you're enjoying our program this morning, don't forget to visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to watch or rewatch a recent episode and discover more inspiring content.
And check out our YouTube channel to subscribe and keep up with us. We'll be right back.
First John 4, 8, and 16 say, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." It is a truth that strikes to the very core of our hearts. God is love. This morning, Charles Hugbrooks and Yolanda Palmer join us to sing this amazing truth.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. He that loveth love knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth.
We have to take a short break, but when we return, the Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional message. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Ouch! I think I got bit by a spider.
Oh, have a seat. I've got just the thing for you.
Oh, good. She'll have some high-powered drug for me, I'm sure.
Here, charcoal. It's a great remedy.
Charcoal? Are you kidding me?
No! You mix it with ground flaxseed, water, and then you make a poultice like this.
You're not using black magic on me.
You know, it's perfect for insect bites.
Well, what does it do?
It takes away the pain, the swelling, and it absorbs the toxins. We'll just cover that with some plastic.
Right, the pain's already going away.
Really? There you go. It's It's used for poisoning all the time.
Well, have you ever used this before, or am I your guinea pig?
Lots of times before, Mr. Guinea Pig.
But won't it tattoo my skin?
No, because your skin's not broken. It's not going to leave a permanent mark.
Ah, well, thanks, Doc, for your black magic.
Use activated charcoal to treat toxins, to prevent swelling, bruising, and for pain. Doctor's orders.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us. It's now time for our devotional thought. It will be brought to us by our friends at Voice of Prophecy.
You know, there are stories from Scripture that are hard to miss, stories that Christians cherish and that people outside of Christianity are familiar with too. The big stories like Noah and the Ark, the parting of the Red Sea, and Jesus walking on water. And what about the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel? Elijah stood up against Ahab, Jezebel, and the prophets of Baal. And God sent down fire from heaven in answer to Elijah's prayer. It's a dramatic, unforgettable story. And yet, what made this monumental event possible? Who was involved, and what happened before this fiery display on Mount Carmel? Well, Ahab was king of Israel, and he was, sadly, far from God. Together, he and his wife Jezebel worshipped Baal, a false god, and they promoted idolatry throughout Israel. It was a dark time for God's people. God's prophets had been hunted down and killed by Jezebel. Well, Elijah escaped that massacre, but Ahab hunted for him. God sent Elijah away for his own safety, and now God asked him to leave that safety of Zarephath and to meet with Ahab. Ahab, the powerful king of Israel, who wanted him dead. God needed Elijah on Mount Carmel, but in order for Ahab and Elijah to meet, God used another of his faithful servants, Obadiah. Now, Obadiah was in charge of Ahab's household, and yet he was faithful to the one true God. He served the king, but he served God first and foremost. And when Obadiah heard Queen Jezebel's orders to kill all the prophets of God, he intervened. Quietly, secretly, Obadiah saved 100 of the prophets of God. He hid them away in groups of 50, protecting and preserving them from Ahab and Jezebel. Now, at this time, there was famine in the land, but still, Obadiah took care of the prophets of God. Obadiah gave them food and water, and he would have been killed if he had been discovered in the act. Well, faithful Obadiah, quietly, under the radar, did what he could to help God's people. His secret seemed safe until one afternoon. Ahab and Obadiah set out in search of fresh grass to feed the king's livestock. Ahab went one direction, and Obadiah set out in another. And then, almost out of nowhere, Elijah appeared. Elijah, the most wanted man in all of Israel, stood before Obadiah. Let's read the account of their encounter in 1 Kings chapter 18. Now, as Obadiah was on his way, suddenly Elijah met him, and he recognized him and fell on his face and said, "Is that you, my lord Elijah?" And he answered him, "It is I. Go tell your master, Elijah is here." So he said, "How have I sinned that you are delivering your servant into the hand of Ahab to kill me? As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to hunt for you." And when they said, "He is not here," he took an oath from the kingdom or nation that they could not find you. And now you say, "Go tell your master Elijah is here?" And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you to a place I do not know. So when I go and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Was it not reported to my Lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets, 50 to a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, go tell your master Elijah is here. He will kill me. Poor Obadiah. Can you picture the scene? There he is on the king's errand, searching the land. when Elijah confronts him with this demand. The thoughts that must have raced through Obadiah's mind. Why had Elijah appeared to him? Now he would surely be found out. The king would certainly find out now about the 100 prophets he had saved from Jezebel. And what would happen to them now? And Elijah couldn't possibly want to meet with Ahab. Would God really allow that? Certainly Ahab would kill him, and that couldn't be part of God's plan. No, Obadiah imagined. As soon as he told Ahab about Elijah, God would whisk him away to safety. He'd done it before. And so Obadiah protested all of this to Elijah. Elijah listened. You know, Obadiah wasn't wrong. Everything he said could have happened. And yet Elijah trusted God. God told him to meet with Ahab, and so he persisted. And the account continues. Then Elijah said, "As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely present myself to him today." And so the two men stood at a crossroads. Obadiah knew where Ahab was. Would he take the prophet to the king? Would he risk his own life and take the difficult path? Or would he ignore the word of Elijah and choose the path that was more comfortable to protect the lives of the 100 other prophets that were hidden away? He could hardly be blamed for choosing that option. Now, we don't know how long the two men stood face to face, the weight of Elijah's request suspended between them. But eventually, Obadiah made a decision. And 1 Kings tells us this. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him. And Ahab went to meet Elijah. And what happened next was the showdown at Mount Carmel, a dramatic display by the one true God, showing the futility of idol worship. All of that happened because faithful Obadiah chose to risk his own life by telling Ahab that the most wanted man in Israel wanted to meet with him. Now, we're not each called to be Elijah's. Most of us will never be part of such a public and monumental display of the power of the one true God. And yet, we are all called to be Obadiah's. At some moment in time, we will all be face to face with the choice between two paths. God's path, difficult as it might be, or a more comfortable one. And so, choose to be an Obadiah, and God will carry you through. Well, I'm thankful to start this week with you, our Hope Channel family, once again. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, Obadiah followed you at great risk to himself. He chose the difficult path when all of his instincts must have screamed out for him to save himself. Father, choosing your way, your path, can feel overwhelming. Please help us this week to hear your voice and to faithfully follow you. Amen. Faithful Obadiah. You know, behind the great and triumphant stories of Scripture are the lesser known stories of quiet, faithful men and women of God. God's work depended then and still depends today on the faithful. Will you be an Obadiah? Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thanks again for starting your Monday morning with us. And whatever this new week has in store for you, you can have hope right in the midst of it. Invite God to go with you every step of the way. Thank you for joining me for a few minutes in God's Word, words full of hope.
Thank you so much for those encouraging words.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us today and watching Wake Up With Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session and a special feature from The Incredible Journey. Be sure to tune in.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
That's right, friends. Our free Bible studies have helped many people connect with Jesus, so be sure to get yours today. Again, the website is hope.study.
And before we go, we have a Bible promise just for you, and it's found in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14.
This is one of my favorite verses. It says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still."
Powerful. You know, in the face of adversity, our natural inclination is often to take matters into our own hands or to panic. But Exodus chapter 14, verse 14 encourages us to have faith, to trust in God's sovereignty, and to find peace in His presence. You know, it's an invitation to surrender our worries, our anxieties, and our striving, and to just rest. Rest in the assurance that God is in control.
Amen. The Lord assures us that He will fight for us.
Yes.
This beautiful promise reminds us that we do not have to face life's challenges and battles all alone. We have a mighty and loving God who is ready to fight on our behalf, providing protection, guidance, and deliverance. We need only to be still and let Him do it.
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we are off into a new day. We have lots to do. But Lord, we're going to take this promise to heart. We're going to be still and know that You are God every step of our day. So come, Lord, abide with us right now. And we thank You for giving us so much hope. In Jesus' name, amen.